Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
What's up, Will? What's up, Sports Urban Legenders? Legendaries? Whatever you want to call your audience.
The Sports Urban Legion of Legends, I suppose. But, all seriousness, I'm glad you're on the show, Mac. I'm glad the listeners are listening, you know, celebrating the Memorial Day weekend. I want to, you know, thank, you know, the people who, you know, served and fought. And, of course, this is a day in remembrance, you know, of the people who lost their lives, you know, defending our country and, you know, the stuff that, you know, we're doing right here, you know, having fun. You know, unfortunately, some people had to pay that price, you know, to you know, our freedom, I should say. But, you know, I tip my hat to them.
I tip my hat, too, if I wear one.
Well, what did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
I said I tip my hat also if I will wear one.
Well, yeah, well, me too. I tip my imaginary hat.
But, yeah.
I'm not wearing a hat.
Well said. Yeah.
Thank you. But, yeah, you know what it is, folks. You know, it's a hot evening right now. You know, we're going to talk, you know, we're going to lead off with a little, you know, the aftermath of, you know, the Rangers series with the Devils. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the Stanley Cup right after that. We're going to talk a little baseball. Mets, you know, had a pretty good game and a pretty good series against the Padres. We'll discuss that. Yankees are playing right now. We'll discuss that also. And talk a little NBA news with Woodson re-signing with the, you know, with the Knicks. And, of course, some J.R. Smith news. And, of course, currently, you know, a Nick. And, you know, as usual, we'll end it off with a little sports entertainment news, you know, talk a little WWE, talk a little TNA news, you know, yep. The usual. And, of course, folks, you guys know the number. Feel free to call in, talk sports entertainment and everything else. And just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. So, without further ado, let's talk about the Rangers. And fortunately for the Rangers, it was in 1994. For the most part, you know, they played well, but you know, the key to the series was Game 5. They should have won that game, but unfortunately, you know, they allowed 5 goals. You know, that's pretty much
New Jersey Devils, man.
They pretty much yeah, I know, man.
Five goals in that game.
I know. It's inexcusable, man.
And is that the game that they came back? They were down 3-0?
Yeah, exactly. They were down 3-0, and they came back and lost, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that pretty much, unfortunately, you know, we still believe, you know, Rangers were going to win Game 6.
Right.
Going to Jersey, take that win, and force a Game 7, which so far Rangers have been undefeated, I believe 5-0 at MSG at a Game 7 elimination. But, give the Devils credit, unfortunately. They didn't want to force it to Game 7 because history wouldn't be on their side.
Right.
And unfortunately, Game 6, we didn't have Messier or Messier-like performance with somebody scoring a hat trick. I mean, you know, Fedotenko, you know, he scored a goal to make it cut the deficit to 2-1. And then Ryan Callahan with like a little over six minutes in the second period, he scores a game-tying goal. And, of course, the Devils were up because Carter and Kovacek, they scored.
Right.
To make it then 2-0. But unfortunately, Brodeur was Brodeur and stopped the Rangers from having some goal opportunities. And
shut
of course,
them out.
He shut them down the third period and fortunately in the overtime, which was brief, it was like a minute and change. And Adam Henrique, you know, he scores a goal with what originally looked like Lundqvist, you know, tried to make a save, but unfortunately, you know, he didn't have control of the puck, and Henrique, you know, just swooped in and scored it, and you know that's the series. No Stefan Matteau performance for, you know, Game 7, or nobody scored a hat trick Game 6 like in '94. So, you know, the Devils returned to the Stanley Cup Finals first time since 2003, and Rangers are at home right now.
Fishing.
Yep. So what's your thoughts on that?
Rangers back-to-back games where they were down and they came back and they fall short.
Yep.
At that Game 5, man, they allowed 5 goals. That was they shouldn't have. Lundqvist, and then I don't know what happened.
I don't know what
happened to him the last 2 games of the series. Completely fell apart for him and the Rangers. And they, you know, Rangers are known more for their defense than their offense. So, yeah, I guess they just couldn't handle the offensive attack of the Devils, you know. those are, you know, a good team offensively. And in this Stanley Cup, they're going to face another great offensive team in the LA Kings. Yeah, who look like they can't be stopped right now. So I hope the Kings beat their asses.
Yeah, I hope, you know, LA Kings sweep them too. But, the Rangers, I mean, their offense really disappeared, especially Gaborik. I mean, this guy was supposed to be a big-time scorer, you know. And rightfully so, Tortorella pretty much, you know, took him out of the series because he wasn't really performing.
So, yeah.
But in any case, you know, they gotta regroup and try to, you know, bounce back and at the very minimum get to the Stanley Cup. And you know, once you get to the Stanley Cup, you know, anything can happen.
They're a young team, so they should be back next year. You know, they're young and upcoming.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they had a great year. You know, up into game six. So, you know, they need to learn from it and not be complacent, thinking that just because they were great this year doesn't automatically mean they're going to be great next year. I mean, they have the talent. But they, you know, they gotta build on it, you know, and try to win. Because a Stanley Cup isn't promised.
Right. They'll be back.
They should be back.
We got the King Lundqvist. He'll get better. Which
is definitely
scary.
And the offense, man, I mean, I don't know if it was just me, but it looked like, you know, the Rangers weren't even spacing. You know, they weren't, like, spacing the thing, you know, with their scoring opportunities. It was, like, two or three Rangers standing around in the same, like, exact area. There was, like, no way for them, like, to, like, you know, assist, pass people the puck and shoot it. Because everybody was, like right next to each other. Kind of like an NBA, you know. Like with the Knicks, you know, they're all standing around each other, you know, no one's really like in an area to, you know, to get an assist for the person to score it easily. Because everybody's like, you know what I'm saying? What are you saying?
In the first period in every game, like, it's like they come out complacent and sluggish. And then the two periods after that, that's when they start attacking and being more offensive-minded and aggressive. If you take the first period out of the series, Rangers probably win this series.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's when they gave up most of the goals to the Devils, and that's when they didn't really score in the first period.
Exactly. Yeah, they had to prevent the team from scoring first, because in any sport, when the team scores first, you know, usually that team wins.
But the thing is, they were able to come back twice in that Game 5 and Game 6, and they still end up losing.
Yeah, I know.
That Game 6, when they came back 2-2, I thought, oh, the momentum has shifted. I thought
they might be able to
win this game.
I thought so, too. And then Brodeur, man, he was making, like, unbelievable saves, as he's always been known to do, even, like, a toe save. I mean, like, ridiculous. I mean,
yeah.
You know?
Well, he is their Mariano Rivera, so.
Oh yeah.
He gets it done in big games.
Yeah, definitely. They're going to their fifth Stanley Cup.
Yep, where they'll lose.
Yeah, hopefully so. But yeah, they're gonna face the Kings, you know. But moving on, let's stay in the Garden and talk about the Knicks. The Knicks, of course, they announced around this time, Friday night, like around 6 p.m., they announced that Mike Woodson returns, and he's re-signed with a multi-year deal with the Knicks. He's going to remain the Knicks head coach. So you got to applaud the Knicks. You know, the Knicks finally... You know, the Knicks did a good good move. You know, they retained them.
Yeah.
But my thinking is that they should at least, you know, talk to Phil Jackson, see what, you know, what his availability is, you know. You know, they sure did due diligence, but most likely,
yeah.
I mean, Phil Jackson wasn't going to come here anyway, because, I mean, he's been flirting with us for, like over a decade of him coming to the Knicks, and,
right.
you know, he never, you know, took the job, so.
Yeah, Woodson did a great job. I mean, he deserves the job, you know. They went 18-6 under him, and, he sparked, he ignited the fire in them. During the later part of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, Woodson was the man for the job, but I just felt they should have, you know, I think they should have, you know, look at their other options, you know, before, you know, re-signing him. I mean, he did a great job. Like you said, the 18-6 record since he took over the job. I mean, you know, he got the guys playing defense, Carmelo. Of course, you know, he had the defensive player of the year in Chandler. Of course,
right.
Amari, when he was healthy, you know, he had his moments. You know, they have, and of course, Linsanity, Iman Shumpert, you know, they had good players on the team, but,
right.
you know, hopefully they can, this off season. You know, they can hopefully win this case so that they could get bird rights for Jeremy Lin and Steve Novak, because, you know, they were waived players. So they're arguing, since they weren't in the trade, you know, that they should, you know, get the bird rights for them. And the bird rights, for people who are not familiar, this all started with Larry Bird. Celtics found this loophole in order that they'd be able to match any salary that any other team try to go after their player. They'd be able to pay more than the other team to retain their player. So Knicks are trying to, you know, do that and try to retain Jeremy Lin and Steve Novak, but I doubt that's gonna happen. Most likely, the case is that they're gonna end up with the $5 million mid-level exception. And shoot, the Knicks better hope that Jeremy Lin signed for less than $2 million, and they'd have another, you know, $2 to $3 million to spend on the other players.
I hope so. I hope they sign both of them. Some of these players are not coming back.
Yeah, most likely J.R. Smith, who. Of course, we alluded to in the opener of this show. He got arrested because he was driving a non-valid ID, driver's license. So, that's another bad publicity. Most likely, he's going to opt out anyway.
Yeah.
He was scheduled to get paid, I think, $2.5 million. But, you know, as most athletes, you know, he feel, you know, he deserved more. And most likely he's going to opt out. But, you know, that remains to be seen. And, of course, there's rumors that Lamar Odom might come to the Knicks. And your thoughts on that? I mean, he would be a good fit. I mean, as long as you could, you know, retain Lin and, you know, get Novak. You'd have another defensive guy, another threat out there. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he would be, he'd be a good big man to put in the lineup. You know, he has a good outside, he's a good outside shooter. And, he plays some defense. And, you know, he's from the New York area. You know, he was born and raised in New York. And he wants to come to the Knicks, I hear, so he would be a good addition. You know, he has to put his mind into it because when he got traded to Dallas, for some reason, he wasn't as focused as he was with the Lakers. I guess that's because, you know, he didn't want to be traded. But I hope he can refocus on basketball again and help the Knicks if he does come here.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying. You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, when he went to Dallas, you know, he pretty much lost his passion for the game. I mean, they sent him to the D League. You know, they're, you know, most likely in this offseason they're going to trade him or cut him. But yeah, here's what from what I heard, that when he heard that he was going to get Lamar Odom, of course, he heard that he's going to get traded in the Chris Paul trade, and he felt his pride was hurt, that you know he was a integral part of the out of the bench being their sixth man.
Yeah.
He felt disrespected that they trading him, like he felt like he was worthless. So after the trade fell through, you know, he demanded a trade, and after it went down, it looked like he felt bad that it actually did come true, that he did get traded, and guess he lost, you know, his passion. But I think, like you said, if he does come to New York, I think that could rekindle his love for the game. And if he could regain his old form, you know, he'd be a good addition.
Yeah, and one thing he has to do to refocus, he has to divorce Khloe Kardashian. That may help his game, you know?
Well, I heard they're not going to do that show anymore, the Khloe and
Yeah.
Lamar show. And
I heard
there's
about
been
that
talks
too.
that he's not a fan of doing the show anyway. So,
Yeah.
With the show, him not doing the show anymore, you know, that'll make him focus on, you know, playing, you know,
I hope
being
so.
better.
I hope so.
But let's see what else. I guess the Mets, they play pretty well. I mean, sure they were these last three games, they're on a three-game winning streak. But of course, they were playing against the horrible Padres. Today, R.A. Dickey, he struck out 10 today, 10 batters, which was he became the first Met pitcher since Pedro Martinez in 2006 to throw two consecutive 10-plus strikeouts.
Right.
So congratulations to him. His previous start, he struck out a career-high 11 batters. And the big story of the week was yesterday. I don't know if you heard about this, but Johan Santana, he regained his form. He threw a complete game four-hitter. And he pretty much dominated that game. I'm trying to remember what else happened. Mike Nicias, he hit his second career home run, a grand slam, first ever grand slam.
Yeah.
Vinny Rotino, a guy who's been playing professional ball for 10 years, I don't know, he might have had a cup of coffee in baseball maybe prior. Yeah, he's hardly, you know. Not a very he's not a household name. I'm pretty sure this is probably the first time you've heard of his name before.
Yeah. First time I hear him. Never heard of the guy.
Yeah, he hit his first career home run yesterday also.
Oh.
And Hairston hit a home run, and Mets won that game Saturday, 9-0. So Mets pretty much was playing well, you know, against these Padres, but it's gonna get a little tougher. They're gonna face I think Washington.
Washington looks really good this year.
Yeah, I mean, they should be. I think they're playing Washington next series, and I think next month they're gonna face you guys, of course, in interleague play as usual.
Yeah.
Mets are gonna be facing some tough teams starting I believe tomorrow. So yeah, it's gonna be a tough stretch. So far, Mets have been doing good. They're in second place with a 28-21 record. And trying to remember what I was going to say. Oh, yes, right. I just remembered now. I don't know if you've been looking at the standings, but the AL and the NL East, it looks like the baseball standings are flipped upside down. I
Yeah.
mean, Nationals in first place, Orioles in first place.
Yeah.
I think the Phillies is in last place, Braves is in fourth place, Boston and Yankees are in fifth and fourth place. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, but don't expect it to stay that way for this. Don't expect it to stay the same for the whole season. It'll change eventually.
Obviously. I mean, there's a lot of games to go. I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot of injuries on some of the teams. They haven't hit their peak. Been playing well, but we're still early in the season, so.
Yeah, once we get to, around the All-Star game, around August or July, that's when you should, for the most part, know which team is for real and which team isn't.
Yeah.
But, man, speaking of a team that isn't for real, and the Cubs, they've lost 11. They could have lost again. I think they lost 11 or 12 straight games in a row. So I think they were losing 6-0 today, but they've lost so far, depending on how they did, if they came back. They've lost 11 or 12 games in a row.
Oh, wow.
And last night they lost a game where their pitcher hit a batter to end the game, a bases loaded walk-off walk. So, hit by pitch, I should say. They lost that game. So, with the, Cubs, it looks like it's going to be another 100-plus years before,
before they win the World Series.
Before they win it, but like you said, it's still early.
Yeah, it's still early.
How are the Yankees doing?
Right now, the Yankees are leading 2-1, and actually 2-0 in the bottom of the 7. Kuroda, he's pitching. He's been pitching really good. Andrew Jones has a home run today. Yankees are trying to sweep the series. They won the 2 previous games. On Friday, they won 6-3. Yesterday, they won 9-2. Jeter had a couple hits to put him in 14th place. He surpassed George Brett on the all-time hit list.
The Kansas City Royal great.
Yeah. And CeCe got a win yesterday. He pitched good. So Yankees trying to win this series and trying to win their 5th overall. They've been playing good lately. Hopefully, they got to be more consistent.
Yeah, another thing. What was I going to say? What am I going to talk about? Right, the Phillies, they lost, man. Roy Halladay, their ace, he left the game after they pinch hit him in the 2nd inning.
Really?
Yeah, man. He hasn't been pitching well this year. Cliff Lee hasn't even got a win yet.
Wow.
That's something I've heard. And, to confirm it, the Cubs, they lost 10-4. So their losing streak stretches to 12 losses in a row.
Wow.
And to give you the results of the Phillies game, they lost by the score of 8-3 to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow.
And then it's been ugly, man.
That is ugly.
And I guess we'll switch over, talk a little quickly about sports entertainment. Quickly here, WWE. Chris Jericho got suspended for disrespecting the Brazilian flag. They had to. both Raw and SmackDown.
Big Show's a villain now, it looks like.
Yep. And the other major news is that, of course, you know, WWE is going to be 3 hours, sorry. Thank you, Macaulay.
No problem.
I'll see you guys next week.